traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I tweeted something out the other day and people were yelling at me. I said, if I was President Joe Biden, the first thing I'd do is I'd make AOC the head of the CIA because nobody looks through phones like Puerto Rican women. And people started...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. And by the way, I've been saying it for some time now. I say it every episode. I really do believe we're the number one podcast in the world. I'm not kidding. I'm so proud of us. It's a really fun show. Us as hosts, we love doing it. I do anyways. Mike does. I don't know about you, but I feel like...
Not sure either.
Okay.
Ask that question.
Okay.
Good momentum.
Yeah, no, we have a lot of it right now. We've been shooting 10 episodes this week have slated. Yeah. And been knocking them out. I've been having so much fun. Some great guests. And another great one today. So just proud of us. Proud of the show. Obviously, thank you to everyone for listening, viewing, subscribing, hitting that like button every time, commenting down below. We appreciate you guys. We really do. And I really do mean that. This is longevity, this podcast. I'll be doing this till the day that I croak.
Good.
And a lot of room for growth here still.
3 more years.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
3 more years. Just imagine, God forbid, I'll be at his funeral, be like, oh my God, I feel like I took responsibility for that. They like clip it, bring it back.
They're going to. I want you to know that everything you say in the show will live forever because, you know.
Not
the
this.
Internet. Huh?
What?
They're probably going to make NFTs out of some of it, to be honest with you.
Hey, speaking of NFTs, bro.
Oh, no, please. No, I shouldn't have said it. I'm so sorry. Please.
No, listen,
I'm so sorry.
No, I just want to say. No, listen.
No.
We have a group chat. It's called Bitcoin Boys. And, you know, a roommate has a good pick. They send it to the group. And Evan had a... Evan had a pick of the week. I mean, this coin, this particular token, I think 3x, 4x in value. It's BNT, Bancor Network token.
Now you just made it go up even more.
No, because I'm not plugging it.
We didn't buy it.
No.
We don't own any of it at all. He told us about it at like $2.80. And listen, there's like people in the Bitcoin Boys group chat that are like trusted resources for coin-related news. Evan ain't exactly one of them. He's kind of just he's in there. He sometimes says, guys, everything's crashing. Get out now. Like things will drop by like 10%. He freaks out. But on this one day, he dropped this thing. He's like, yo, BNT, I'm getting very trusted resources that are telling me BNT is the wave. And we're like, yeah, sure.
Whatever you say, Evan. Go back to playing GTA.
Go play some Grand Theft Auto upstairs, all right? This thing, moonshot, dude. 280, 540, 620, 730. And me and Logan... And the way I am on shit like this, if I don't buy it low when you first tell me about it, I ain't ever buying that shit. I don't care if you fucking tell me it's going to do another 100x out of pride. If I don't get in early and I watch other people making money, I'm like, nah, I'm straight. Nope,
not me.
Don't want it.
You'll never get me in now.
It's too late for me, dog.
You got me looped in today, bro. I literally got sucked into your stupid fucking Grand Theft Auto videos. Bro, I watched you live a fake life. So entertaining.
They're crushing. They're crushing.
You went to a yacht.
My second channel.
No, you did not.
I swear to God.
Georgie.
I went in there to see if I could, you know, see what's going on in Mike's life. You know, he's my friend. I want to see what's going on. And just in case if he asks me if I watch his videos, I want to say yes.
Not those on my second
bro,
channel.
Gone. ask me anything in your last video, I'll say it word for word. He couldn't swim, but he jumped over. A guy grabbed him by his neck. You thought he was drowning and wasn't. He was taken into a boat full of girls.
With rice gum. With rice
gum. Then a fucking paparazzi guy, not pulled out a gun, a camera. Everybody started beating him up. I was sitting here going, this is amazing. Yo. And then if they walked too far away, you would just hear them stop talking. They'd be like, yeah. So anyways, I did a bit.
Because why? It's like close range.
Proximity chat. So when you get close to people, you can talk to them like in real life. But when you walk away from them, you can't hear them anymore. GTA role playing. Things on Twitch, they heat up for a little bit. They get hot. They get hot. Like it was Among Us. Then it switched back to Call of Duty for a little bit. Now it's GTA role playing with Aiden Ross and T-Grizz and all these guys on GTA. It is so fun to watch. And it automatically creates videos. That's the thing. When I Twitch stream, I love it because it's so efficient. I don't have to concept nothing for the second channel. They just clip it, put it together into a nice video, and George Jenko watches it.
Right, it's great. I'm not gonna lie. It's really good.
Chris, yeah, find good. Something better to do with your time.
Wow.
Our guest today is a comedian, a writer, an actor. You've seen him on MTV's Guy Code, his Comedy Central stand-up special, and soon as host of True TV's Backyard Bar Wars. It's Chris DiStefano.
Yes.
It's Chris DiStefano, yes. Everyone.
Chris.
Chris, can I ask you one question?
Yes.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready for this.
You didn't ask it right.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I just went with it. I feel like this is no headphones versus headphones.
You right here, do you historically not wear headphones on pods?
I'll do like whatever, but I just realized that like it's the headphones versus no headphones guys right now. I don't feel like I have a great headphone, you know, head.
I think, because you have really nice hair. The hair. I want to keep
it. And I use no balding stuff. This is just natural hair, dude.
Oh, that makes
sense. Yeah, I have a lot of hair in there, but I don't have pubes. I don't grow pubes at all.
You're lying through the skin of your teeth.
Fully blank. Did you laser them?
No, dude. I don't grow leg hair.
What are you talking about?
I swear to God, dude. I'm hairless. I'm like a sphinx besides my head. That's why I'm Chrissy the Sphinx back in Brooklyn. I swear to God.
He has no leg
Look
hair.
At this kid. You got no leg hair?
No. Him.
But why is his teeth so white? What the hell is what's up with this kid's teeth, bro? And your
doing?
Teeth too.
What are you doing, Georgie?
What the fuck is going on with everybody's teeth?
You gave that both compliments.
No, your teeth are not great. But I mean, this kid's teeth is just one of those things. I was like, am I having a stroke?
Wait, hold on.
You can't
natural?
Have white teeth like that in 2021.
I've
it's too white.
Never had any braces, whitening, nothing. Wow.
Your teeth are insane, dude.
You know what's funny? This
Do you want to hang out or what?
I mean, you're hairless. I feel like you're kind of throwing a vibe at me.
I'm a hairless sphinx cat, dude. Look at this kid's teeth are wild.
Yeah, he got great teeth. He's good looking.
I feel like if I whitened them, it'd be like burning magnesium. Listen, and people couldn't see me anymore.
First of all, you're all good looking. Okay? Let's be honest.
We know,
here.
We know.
It's not Latin.
You're all hotties.
No, we know.
Yes.
The lights. Yeah, I mean, it would have been nice. Fuck
the lights.
She's like,
yeah.
Well, thanks for coming on our podcast.
I appreciate you having me. I really do.
You have a podcast.
I do. I have a podcast. I have one podcast called Chrissy Chaos, where we go wild. We just interviewed my wife's transgender uncle who just got out of prison. Shout out T.T. Jerry.
Is that what's
Dude, he plastered? Blew son, he blew Son of Sam in that, prison.
This is
so.
What's on your Instagram?
Oh, yeah. I mean, dude, this kid, first of all, this guy, T.T., I go to patreon.com/ChristyComedy. That's my Patreon behind the paywall stuff. The proceeds were going to T.T. Since he got out of prison, he's not getting his estrogen therapy. So we're financing this kid's estrogen therapy.
Oh, fire.
Through my Patreon, and we're buying and selling t-shirts for my man TT. He's
wait,
yeah, what happened?
My man TT,
my well, right now TT told me until he gets fully, because right now he's got B tits, and he said he wants to get to D's, and then he'll fully commit to being a woman.
So he does identify as a man now.
He told, listen, when he came in to do my podcast, he walked in wearing a sweatshirt of mine. I gave him a sweatshirt from the Denver Comedy Works a year ago when he got out of prison. So I gave him a guy sweatshirt, and then he left wearing my girlfriend's sweatshirt. So he kind of flows. He goes with
pretty
the flow.
Symbolic,
dude.
Don't you think
of this episode with this guy? I was fascinated. He also hooked up with Ronald DeFeo Jr., who the Amityville Horror House guy.
Fire.
He hooked up with him. He played basketball with Tupac. It's just one of the most insane stories of all time. He was in prison for 25 years. T.T. Jerry.
Where at? In Rikers?
No, right upstate New York. Right. He was like, it was on and off prison. He was on and off prison sentences, but 25 years total. So this guy just came on my podcast. You know, I do it for my living room, my house, you know, my daughters, you know, his, you know, niece. He's in the, I keep telling her to earmuff because he's like, you know, he's like, I sliced the guy's dick off with a tuna fish can. And I'm like, oh, earmuff. left, baby.
That's fire.
I'm like, yeah, dude, but it was dope. It was dope. So I got a podcast, Chrissy Chaos, where I do stuff like this. And then I have a podcast with Sal Volcano from the Impractical Jokers called Hey Babe, where we don't even curse. So I just, I'm Chrissy Flip Flops. I'm just in two worlds. But those are my podcasts. But I appreciate you shouting out my TV shows that nobody watches.
Oh my God.
It's all about the pods, dude. Doing stuff like this, the internet and doing the Patreon stuff, I feel like that's just the future. I mean, I'm out here doing a TV show, but I only said yes to it because it's True TV, Backyard Bar Wars. It'll come out in July. Hopefully you guys like it. But I really just, so I could do podcasts. That's why I said yes to it. If they were filming in like fucking North Dakota, I'd be like, no, I'm not going to do it. I mean, I got to do my podcast.
What the comedians have flocked to Patreon. It's like the OnlyFans for comedians.
You know why? Because in some, like, especially with comedy, like, you know, like anything you say now, like there's just groups of people that just want to be like, you're canceled and they don't know anything about your life.
You're good at that voice.
So it's just like stupidity because it's just like weak, those canceled people, they're just like weak, scared people that like, they've never had power in their life. So they're like, I want to take other people. So Patreon gives us a platform to be like, hey, we could say whatever you want. You as the fans control my career. I don't have to abide, you know, I don't fucking have to stay in a box because Jimmy Fallon wants me to or Colgate Toothpaste wants me to. Patreon.com is like, hey, I could just say what I want. You pay $5 a month, $10 a month, whatever you want. I give you extra bonus content. You like it or no. And that's where, you know, Andrew Schultz, Tim Dillon, that's where everybody's building their fan bases. It's the best way to do it, I think.
Well, maybe not.
You're preaching to the choir, dude.
Maybe Patreon's not the best place. But
what
one
is
of
the best place?
Hey, well.
Oh, you guys got your own thing.
Whoa,
wait, you get kicked off everything, right? I mean, you just get
No.
Oh,
they love us
you
everywhere.
You thought we got the platform?
I don't know, dude. I don't know the rules,
no,
dude.
We almost did when we had Alex Jones on.
We're
we almost
fine,
did.
Bro.
You almost put Alex Jones on, yeah.
Well, no, we had AJ on.
Right.
And YouTube did not like that.
They don't like that.
They don't like AJ.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, when does it end, right? I mean, it's just like, stop it already with canceling everybody.
What if somebody pays you?
Right.
Or sorry, what if somebody pays for the Patreon and they're a canceler? Like, they're like, oh, let's go in there and see.
You do figure like, it happens.
But I almost feel like then it kind of like devalues the canceler because it's like you look like such a jerk.
You
off
went looking for
if
trouble.
You're paying $10. It's like, dude, shut up. You know. Nah. And it's so funny because like people like my family, right? My girl's Puerto Rican. My daughter's half Puerto Rican. Another child on the way. Definitely going to be Puerto Rican, I think. So it's just like I'm El Blanquito. I'm all about like the Latino lifestyle. You know, I'm like in, you know, with the Puerto Ricans. And like, so sometimes I tweet stuff. Then I'm like, yo, I'm like the white guy that like lives amongst my Puerto Rican people. I tweeted something out the other day and people were yelling at me. I said, if I was President Joe Biden, the first thing I'd do is I'd make AOC the head of the CIA because nobody looks through phones like Puerto Rican women. And people started being like, you're canceled. One guy said to me, no, it's just crazy because one guy goes, you've probably never even met a Puerto Rican person.
No.
And I was like, what, dude? My daughter was next to me legit doing Zumba. I'm like, I've never met a Puerto Rican. Look at this kid. She's hit me in the head with fucking empanadas and shit. I've never met a... So it's like, that's what... On the internet, now I just post. I don't even look at the comments. I just post and fly.
Yeah,
I'm on the go.
Yeah. It's the only way to do it online.
Yeah,
days.
Dude.
You have to. Especially if you're doing risque content.
Yeah, dude. I mean, yeah. I mean, you guys must look at... You never can look at your comments, right? I mean,
we
you can't.
I only get it from my mom. It depends on what you do when you look at them. If they're fun to you, like...
Right.
I try to have fun with them. I like to enjoy the craziness in people.
Right.
Like, when somebody comes with a canceling thing, I'm like... Did that really offended you that much?
Right.
Did that really upset you that much?
Right.
Or are you just trying to get
attention? I try to take feedback. Like, I don't mind. If someone's like, yo, this comment was a bit too far, you're a dickhead. Now that I'm 25, I feel like I have a strong opinion on things. And if I deem you wrong, I'm unaffected.
Right.
But maybe I listen to what people are saying.
Dude,
sometimes.
I think it's okay to listen to people. I mean, you know, we all, you know, nobody's above, you know, criticism. We all can take, you know, advice from people and get critiqued by people. But some people, it's like, you know, like even sometimes like when you listen to people or like when you watch certain people like in the media or even like, you know, society, it's like there's no... You know, racism, sexism, all these things, it makes money for people. Like, people get it's a whole business. So it's like, I think the first critical mistake is these people are trying to cancel you. They don't want you to learn a lesson. They don't want you to change.
No, of course not.
They make money by doing it. Like, I felt like, I don't know if anybody, I mean, you guys maybe even talked about it, but I was just thinking about like the hypocrisy from a few years ago when Kevin Hart got canceled for fucking, what could he couldn't do like the Oscars or something because he like tweeted something out that was like homophobic from like 10 Wait, years
that
before.
That his kid played is, with like a Barbie set.
Yeah, which is like, dude,
that.
And then it's like all he's done in his actions throughout the last 10 years is, I mean, the guy fucking did the movie Jumanji. It's like, that's pro-gay as it gets, dude. It's like, that's the gayest thing you could ever do is just be the lead of Jumanji. And then, but you cancel him from a tweet from 10 years ago. But then on that very same show, they honored and had Eminem perform. This was 10 years ago, he's throwing his wife off bridges and killing her in the back of the truck. I'm like, what's the difference?
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You guys are hypocrites. So that's why I'm with Logan Paul only. Fuck Hollywood. Yeah. I'm on the Paul train.
Well, they're starting to like him again. They're starting to like him. But your point is very accurate. People, no one is trying to teach a lesson. They're either A, trying to get more clout for themselves by getting the most retweeted tweet when they cancel someone to grow their followers, or air dirty laundry because dirty laundry pays the fucking bills.
And that's why for me, I put a lot of, you know, stuff that I like to do, like, you know, the comedy that's like outside the box, in my opinion, is at my patreon.com/ChristyComedy, because I'm like, this is like, it's
nasty.
Yeah, dude. Wow. I'm just
plug master.
Cuz I got a fucking 5-year-old daughter. I got a child on the way whose due date's July 4th. I got to make some money, baby. I know, dude. Yeah. What would you do if I named my kid Donald? Would that be insane to do in 2021?
You won't.
What? Dude, I'll fucking do it. I'll ruin my kid's life just to do it for you.
No, you won't.
Just, what do you think's a bigger problem?
You need to name your kid Stefano.
Is it a boy or a girl?
I don't know, dude. Either way, though.
If it's a girl and it's Donald, are you just like...
Dude, either way, it's Donald, boy or girl.
Don DeStefano. He sounds like he's gonna either try to sell me like a grinder at like a Brooklyn pizza shop.
Shout out grinder.com/ChristyComedy. I'm on
no
there.
No fucking way. No
I'm
way.
I'm on there, dude.
And I'm buying
fucking
it.
On there, bro.
I'm not buying
okay,
it.
Check my profile. This kid knows.
That's Jake Brito.
This kid's great.
You know, I'm naming my runt, the very last kid I have, who's probably gonna end up being the biggest, but technically he's the runt. I'm naming him Paul. And his middle name will also be Paul.
Paul. Dude, it's great, dude.
Yeah, I'm gonna fuck with my kids.
100%,
dude. I think it'll make them tough. I think it'll give them character. I think they'll be able to build off that.
100%, dude.
Yeah. Dude, you always had deep conversations. Like, well, why would GP do that? You know, he always blamed it on character development. What if he grew up and he's like, I'm gonna fuck with these kids? Like, he did the same thing you did. You are just a younger version of GP.
Didn't Johnny Cash make an entire song about this? About Sue? Was it Johnny Cash?
I wish people could see like the cultural diversity we got going on.
Go ahead,
in this room.
Go ahead and say it out loud,
dude,
so everyone
knows.
It's
like a fucking community college.
We're actually forced.
Dude,
to.
Look at this. After everybody, I mean, look.
Say it loud.
Look at the cultural diversity going on, George. I mean, look at everybody in here. It's unbelievable.
Why did you just say George?
Isn't that the kid's name, George?
That's me.
Oh, you're George. This kid looks like, you ever seen the 1975 that band Matthew Healy? This kid looks like the lead singer from that band, dude.
Do you know how I got
dude,
him to be
what are you
my
Greek,
guy?
By the way? What is this kid? What nationality are you?
What the fuck are
well,
you,
Well, at least
George.
I'm not a Muppet. Last comedian
what
called
you?
Me a Muppet.
Who called you a Muppet? I'll beat the
shit
out of you.
Andrew Schultz.
Dude, Andrew Schultz got quick hands, but I still feel, you know, if I get some weight behind a fucking 2 and turn my heel over and catch that kid, who cares, dude? He would want to fucking live stream it anyway. The kid would subtitle a knockout. He's insane. Sick promoter.
Turn your phone sideways.
He literally would be like,
turn your phone sideways.
Yeah, that's what it is. As he's getting knocked out. He doesn't care. Oh, that poor Akash. All right.
Is he your favorite comedian, Andrew?
Schultz? Dude, me and Schultz have known each other.
Forever.
Dude, we did that show Guy Code on MTV7 in like 2011 or 12. And what I'll say about Schultzy is when we were doing Guy Code, before anybody even did a podcast, I don't even know if you even had a YouTube channel yet, Schultzy was on YouTube doing a podcast.
Yo, yo.
So all these things that have come to fruition with him, you know, this is no overnight success. Like maybe people have heard of him, you know, the grand, you know, millions of people when he turned the phone thing or got on Rogan. But this kid was doing this stuff forever, dude. And he, there was a while there in comedy where people would be like, oh, what happened? Not me, because I always knew the kid, but other people would be like, oh, what happened to Andrew Schultz? I'd be like, oh, he's banging out on a podcast. I'm like, oh, what a loser. And then it's like, yeah, stupid dick. Now they're driving Ubers.
I'm worried about him. Huh? I'm worried about Schultzy.
Why?
I did that Flagrant pod down in Miami probably about a month ago.
Great.
He had been down there for maybe like a couple weeks. White pants.
Out of control.
Unbuttoned floor shirt, the Cuban links, the toothpick, the fedora.
He's out of control.
He was speaking Spanish.
Well, he does that, but he knows Spanish. That kid knows. He went and studied abroad in Spain, I think, in his 20s.
You
so
know
he
Spanish
knows,
now?
No,
not
I should, though.
Not even Puerto Rican what?
Dude, I should. Dami Moscoso Lina, that's all I know. I don't know anything,
like,
bro.
Dude, not too long ago, he was eating New York food. I saw him at Bauhaus.
Yeah.
Now he asked me if I wanted any arroz cone pollo. Like, we're losing.
He's like that. But Schultzy, he's one of those guys. I mean, you know, he's like a fucking, he's been a mogul like that. Here's the thing with Schultz is where he's going to get too much power. When Schultz starts to get really too much power, keep that kid out of a helicopter. Do not let that kid get in a helicopter, because I'm telling you, the kid will fucking fly through cloudy conditions and he's going to wind up in bad shape. So we need to keep Andrew Schultz on the ground when he gets really, really, really successful, because the kid, he doesn't fear death. He doesn't fear anything.
No more choppers.
No more choppers
I
for
sent
Schultz.
That text to my boys in the group chat the other
dude,
day.
Dude, we can't
no
do it
No more
anymore.
Fucking choppers.
In general. Dude, can't not even just Schultzy.
Too dangerous.
No, dude, we can't do it. I stay on the ground now. I don't doing it. Yeah. But no, Schultz would be good. But yeah, he's wearing a lot of snakeskin white stuff.
I'm scared.
That's what he does.
I'm scared. Yeah, same dude. General area as you. We talked about this when you came in. New York guy.
Yes.
Brooklyn, right?
Yes, sir.
How do you feel about the fact that 6ix9ine represents your neighborhood now?
I'd be proud. Dude, yeah. Tekashi 6ix9ine is actually from Bushwick. That's where I'm from.
Right,
I'm from the Ridgewood, Bushwick area. He's a lot younger than me, and I never heard of him, but before, you know, he became Tekashi 6ix9ine, I didn't know him before any of that. But I don't mind, dude. I like the thing that I like about Tekashi 6ix9ine is he's like, he's all about fucking self-starting. Nobody gave him anything. Same thing that we are, you know, doing here in comedy. It's like, dude, I'm not waiting for somebody to give me a fucking show. I'm just going to create my own stuff and put it out on, you know, we put it out on SoundCloud and whatever he is. And now he becomes the biggest, one of the biggest names in hip hop. So, I mean, I don't know one of the kid's songs, you know, but every time I see him, I'm like, am I in mushrooms right now? Like, my daughter loves him because he looks like a fucking Hello Pony. You know what I mean?
Your daughter's five.
My daughter's five, but
does she like his music?
Dude, no, not his hair, but you see that, you know, his he doesn't like his music, but his hair and the way how colorful he is. He looks like T.T. Jerry.
Yeah, of course.
He looks like T.T. Jerry.
He does look like T.T. Jerry. She looked at TV and she was like, T.T. Jerry? I was like, no, it's Tekashi 6ix9ine, but they may have fucked each other in prison.
We're like 2 days past the anniversary of Biggie's death.
Yes, March 9th.
Yeah, March 9th. Yeah. Crazy.
I know. Here's the thing with Biggie, though. Everybody loves Biggie. I love Biggie. I mean, especially being from Brooklyn. But I mean, there's no way the kid would have made it past COVID. No chance Biggie makes it through Pandy Wandy. No, dude, are you kidding me? So I feel like either way, I mean, he died March 9th, 97. That sucks. But he wasn't going to make it past 2020.
Because of his weight?
1,000%, dude.
Yeah.
No way, man.
Is that the thing? Like a lot of overweight people just dropping because of the COVID?
I like when you start to get serious, but I'm just kidding. You're like, is that true, sir? Yeah, no, I'm saying if you're fat, you're going to die of COVID.
Oh, shit. No.
No, I mean, I just wish America would start to say that, though. You know, enough with blaming nursing homes. Just be like, listen, fuckers, we have to lose weight. The blood pressure and fat fucks out here. If you get COVID in America, you're going to die because you're fat, fat, fat.
Hey. I'm not.
Are you a fat kid?
I'm not saying you're fat, but I feel like maybe there's some history there.
Yes, dude. I am still. Listen, here's just so you know. Here's how I am I thought relatively healthy guy, but I qualified for the vaccine 3 months ago because of my BMI. So that wasn't fun. They were like, I didn't get it, but I was like, what do you mean I can get it? They were like, oh, your BMI is over 30. I was like, fuck you. I was like, it hurts. But I know, dude. Yeah. My dad just got it. I didn't think he was going to get it. Tampa Tony. Shout out Tampa Tony. He's probably watching. He was for the longest was not going to get the vaccine, but then I just convinced him to get it, dude. He was the guy who was literally when he was living in New York in March and April of 2020, he was 75 years old, asthma, diabetes, and a heart condition. Basically everything COVID wants to eat, this guy had in his body, and he was taking public transportation in New York City wearing the mask on his ear. He wouldn't put it over his face. And I'm like, Dad, can you please put the mask on your face? And he's like, oh, I didn't know I had a gay son. I'm like, what does that even mean, dude? What does that even mean? That's exactly what he said to me. I was like, there's no way. What does that mean? But now I finally got him to take the vaccine because I was like, if you take the vaccine, the Yankees' chance of winning the World Series goes up. He's like, all right, give it to me.
By the way, I feel like your dad is probably like the poster child for the persona that continues to embrace the ability to say gay and call people like that. Take that out of context.
But here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. First of all, one of my dad's favorite people in the world is T.T. Jerry.
When T.T. Jerry got
out of prison, my dad was there with open arms.
Right.
See, the thing is with my dad and people like my father's group, and it's just because you have somebody like my dad who was born in the 70s, who's in his 70s, or somebody like my grandpa who's 99 years old. My grandpa's still alive to this day, 99. He still to this day won't eat sushi because he thinks the Japanese are the enemy. So it's like, you know what I mean? But so that guy and that's why I love when people are like, oh, it's not about you getting COVID. What if you give it to your grandparents? I'm like, my grandparents are racist. Who cares, dude? I mean, let this guy go out with a fever. You know what I mean? But sorry.
But it is so true.
But my point is
traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's like you got old people like that, like my dad and my grandpa on this planet. And then you have people, you know, who are, you know, 15 years old who get their news from TikTok, and they're both existing and they're both right. I think they're both right from how they see the world, you know, like not that, you know, like the older people are going to go away. They're going to start to die and the newer people will, you know, start to populate. So I think like things are getting so much better. They're getting so much better, but like people want results right away. But I just think never in history have we had such a grand, you know, such a far spectrum of differences of opinions in like the history of our planet where you have, I mean, they're living on the same block. People who, you know, one, you know, like one guy won't use chopsticks and the kid, you know, is white, born and raised in Queens, but identifies as a Japanese woman. Like that's just what
that
it is.
That lives in Japan.
That lives in Japan, right. But they've never, you know what I mean? But all they've done is play Hello Kitty and they've never left their block. But you have to be like, oh, you know, you have to bow to them. Even though they're, you know, so that's just what it is because the rules are, they've changed. So I think we'll get there as a society, but, you know, it's little by little. But thank God my dad's got the vaccine now, and it so far it hasn't made him gay because that's what he was worried about.
How far do you think that Avalanche can go? Like, what do you think you'll be available? What do you think you'll be available to identify as in, like, 20 years?
What do you mean? Like, what so do like I want right to identify
now,
as?
No, well, I'll ask you that in a second, but like right now we're you can identify as different genders.
Sure.
We've seen some people that have tried to identify now as different races or as different, from different descents. Do you think we'll go to different, to identify as different species or I think also potentially objects? So like, do you think a day where you can identify as a toaster oven is coming?
100%. I think already people are starting to identify as NFTs. I mean, you guys are already starting to identify as crypto. It's becoming like a part of us. Yeah, I think, but listen, here's the thing. I think like what I'm trying to teach my daughter is just to like lead with love, adapt to the changes. Like don't like just give everybody a chance, man. Like just literally give everybody a chance. I think the people that come. But again, I'm born and raised in New York City, so I don't expect some fucking idiot from Nebraska who works, you know, in a mill. His name is
Timmy.
Paul. Yeah, I would say like Paul Johnson or,
He's
you know, Yeah, he's watching.
They're
shout out.
Watching.
Yeah, shout out Paul Johnson.
PJ.
Yeah. You know, he's watching. He's not going to read a book about, you know, gender identity politics. He's just going to look, you know, he's going to see whatever news channel he subscribes to. He's just going to take that stance because he only sees people that look like him 24/7. So you got to just deal with these people. I feel honored and blessed to have grown up in New York City where I see all different walks.
Yeah, the melting pot.
Yeah, dude. Like so people- it's hard. It's almost impossible for me to be racist, dude. I'm more Filipino than some Filipino people because I just know more about Philippines than, you know, some people were born and raised there. So I don't know, man. What were we talking about?
Toaster ovens. Everything.
Toaster ovens, dude. I don't have one in my Airbnb.
Well, somebody might become one there. So,
100%.
Soon, so.
Yeah, how am I supposed to toast bread? I guess I can use the oven.
But that's also what I'm saying. Like, I think people are short-sighted on it. Like,
right.
If you find a person that identifies as a refrigerator, don't get mad at the person. Put a beer in them.
Exactly,
dude. You
know
dude. What I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
Stick a beer in their ass,
absolutely,
bro,
dude.
Fucking-
Fast forward 10 years when he's on trial, he's like, I stuck a beer in him. He said he was a refrigerator.
You lift their arm up and it spits out cold tap yeah. beer, dude. Yeah. Like, bro, utilize
this
shit,
this is what I want
dude.
To say, though. Where I got so, you asked me initially about how somebody like my dad and that group but people Clip can it. Get away with saying things because it's his heart. His heart, like, dude, here's an example of my father. My dad always has like the right intention, but the wrong move.
Right.
So in Hurricane Sandy, when Hurricane Sandy happened, like 2012 in New York City, like ravaged, destroyed.
Crazy.
Staten Island and Brooklyn, whatever. It was like bad, bad, bad. So my father lived a little bit inland on Staten Island and his house didn't get damaged at all. But the people who lived on the shore, mostly a Mexican community, they got destroyed. Mexican, Puerto Rican, Latino community, their houses got destroyed. They were living in like bungalows or whatever. My dad, every day for 2 weeks, rented a U-Haul truck and would go down and help the families out, take the kids to school, whatever they needed. Even one family he let stay in the house for 3 weeks while they were getting everything, a Mexican family, while they were getting... their house and their furniture and all that sort of. My dad let them stay in the house. They were living in my father's house for free. He was like, he's helping this family. He didn't know them an hour ago. He's like, you're going to stay with me. But so that's an amazing act. But with the way my dad is, you know, like the guy who, when I went go visit them, you know, the patriarch of the family's name was Jose. My dad would call him Juan. He'd be like, oh, hide the silverware, like all old school dad jokes. But the actions of my father, because that's the difference. It's like, what did we hear all the time as kids? Actions speak louder than words. My mom was like, Christopher, your actions will speak louder than your words. But now all of a sudden, his words speak louder than actions.
Absolutely.
It just flipped.
Absolutely.
And I'm just like, what is this? When did this happen? It's just now it's the words. You could be the greatest guy in the world. You say, or girl, or they be. You say one wrong thing, you're done. Even though your actions are so much better than the canceling people who are canceling for words. They're all pieces of
shit. They've
never
done shit.
You know what a fucking scumbag you have to be to fucking want to ruin somebody else's life for bullshit? Do you know how sick and sad you have to be? Yeah, dude. So you got to just deal with it. But that's why I'm protected from patreon.com/ChristyComedy.
There's no way.
Yeah, dude. I got three in, and I'll drink this little water bottle, dude.
I gave you a big one. Don't look at me like that.
Are you good? Have you listened to me for the past 20 minutes?
I'm
not good, dude. Do I sound stable to you and like I have a fucking good head on my shoulders? What do you mean am I good, dude? Listen to me. I'm going to kill myself with my Nissan Armada.
Oh, no.
No, don't do that.
Oh, hey, sorry. Well, I'm sorry.
Do you have
unless Nissan Armada is a sponsor, I could change that car to whatever sponsors the show.
We no car sponsors right now. Do you think you could do it? So you can kill yourself somehow with Blue Chew?
No.
Yes, with Blue Chew. Yes.
Fantastic.
Dude, Blue Chew.
Thank you so much. Let's just finish all this.
Blue Chew.
Who?
Manscaped.
Can you kill yourself with a
Manscaped? Oh, hair on him.
Oh, you kidding me? The Lawnmower 3.0. Do the promo code CHAOS. 20% of checkout. Manscaped.com or promo code CHAOS. BlueChew.com. Or Hey Babe.
Wow.
I can't wait for the sponsor to be like, oh, so you let us in with suicide.
Yeah, dude. I let you in. Manscaped is the best, dude. You ever shave your balls with Manscaped?
No, I actually still use the Lawnmower 1.0, and dude. I've almost cut my dick off like with a tuna can, like TT 100 fucking
100,
times.
Dude, what you got to do?
I get these huge gashes. The blood drips
dude,
down my...
I got to switch, dog. I figured it out. When I get a full bush like that, what I do is I tuck it back. I go Buffalo Bill, full mangina, and then I shave.
Nice. You smart. Said you were hairless.
Right.
What bush?
Ooh.
No,
dude, I'm sorry I didn't answer right away. Those teeth, baby. Oh my God, they were
blinded.
So white I wanted to protest. Oh my God.
And here's our sponsor. COVID spring break is right around the corner, and you know what that means. Spring break in your pants. Manscaped is here to ensure that the party in your pants never stops. Even Veronica Corningstone wouldn't say no to this pants party. For everyone preparing for a pants party this spring break, I got an exclusive 20% off discount. Use code Logan at manscaped.com. Manscaped is dedicated to helping you level up on your full body grooming game. The Perfect Package 3.0 comes with Essential Lawnmower 3.0 waterproof, cordless body trimmer, and a ton of other liquid formulations to round out your grooming routine. This is the best trimmer on the market for those of you in need of a chest or ball shave. Their third generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to advanced skin safe technology pioneered by Manscaped. Don't ruin any vibes this spring break or upcoming summer with some peaking pubes coming out of your swimsuit. Be sure to use their Crop Cleanser Body Wash to keep your hair and skin feel healthy and fresh. You'll also find the Crop Reviver Ball Toner, a spray-on testy toner that's designed to give your boys a little slice of heaven. For a limited time, subscribers get two free gifts, the Shed Travel Bag and the patented high-performance reduced chafing Manscaped Boxers. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code Logan at manscaped.com. Do yourself a favor and always use the right tools for the job. Back to the program.
Yo, this is crazy.
Is this okay? Are this we not? Is this the angle of the show?
I don't know.
I wanted to probe.
I just came out swinging, and then I see other people coming in. Like, is this illegal? What he's doing? We could cut it. I lost the 1975 kids on his phone now. Fucking lost.
Do I know he's talking to? Like
an agent
or attorney. Like, yeah. We got to cancel this guy. Yeah.
Are these girls in the, are you okay with that? I'm sorry
see
if
the
I'm
girls.
Yelling a lot.
See the
I'm,
girls,
just, I'm a good person, you know? Okay.
Michelle brought her friend. By the way, when people come here for the first time and see some shit like this, it's
Michelle
weird for
friend.
All of us. It's weird.
So, how you doing?
No, you don't have to bow her. Michelle actually identifies as a leprechaun. So you
she
can,
does?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
shout out. I love Ireland.
Yeah.
Great. Hi, Michelle. Nice to meet you.
If you didn't hear what she said back, she said, "Good to meet you. See you at the other end of the rainbow, Chris Stefano."
I'm going to get canceled for this.
Are you?
Everyone can have their fun, but it's all going to come back to me. Fuck you guys.
I will admit, this is the first time I've been very happy being on this side.
But my question is, what are we saying that's so bad?
Nothing.
We're just having, I'm a Canadian. Nothing. Shouldn't there be one group of people that can step up to the line or cross it?
You would think.
Like, you know what's another thing I noticed? Why do comedians get held to the same, to high higher standards than politicians, but politicians don't get held to those standards? Like, you want to cancel a comic for saying whatever they say, but then a politician can just do whatever, dude? It's so bizarre to me.
Want to know what I did?
What is it?
I came out right on the first time I came on the show and I said, "Hi, I'm Mike Malek and I like to smoke crack. I'm a crackhead."
Dude,
I dated a porn star and I was like, "What are you going to say to me, man? What am I going to fucking do next that's going to upset you
much?" Here's the thing. I knew you were on crack because you're doing this show barefoot. You have no shoes or socks on. Look, this kid's got his foot out.
Can you believe
260 straight episodes, no fucking shoes.
Can you believe this kid's
one
a fucking multimillionaire with no shoes on? This kid's got no shoes
multi.
And socks on.
I don't know if he's
multi.
Are you multi?
Kid's making millies.
He's multi.
Yeah.
Fuck.
He's multi, dude.
Fuck.
Dude, it's good to it's
until
good
Uncle Sam punches me in the fucking neck, and then it might go back down to singular. We'll see what happens.
Whatever, dude.
Fuck
it
that,
happens,
dude.
Man. It happens. Look at this kid's got his legs spread open. I can
that's
see
the crypto.
Prostate.
That's our crypto.
This
guy.
Is the crypto.
He's a crypto guru. You can tell,
dude. I'm in. Well, you guys talked about. I'm Chrissy Bitcoins now, dude. I'm like fucking Super Mario Brothers. I'm getting all the coins.
You got Bitcoin?
I got one Bitcoin and three Ethereum. Shout out.
Yeah.
Is there a place where we could find out more information about your crypto collections that you wouldn't share here on the show?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Maybe behind a paywall or something.
Oh, you mean? Oh, yeah. That? Yeah. Well, you could go there. You could go to youtube.com/ChristyComedy. There you
fire.
I just started YouTube, baby. I'm fucking, I heard about this new YouTube thing.
I've stolen your stories before. Do you know that?
Please take anything
on the
you
show.
Want. Listen, baby.
I told a story on behalf of you. I said it was your story.
Yeah, whatever.
Were you a dog? Your dog got injected with the electrolytes?
Oh, my God. Yeah. How crazy was that?
That was you.
That was him. That was him.
See that
how
happening
crazy
to
was
you.
That, dude? It was so weird. Yeah, my dog was dying. My mother's dog, Larry, R.I.P. Larry. He's in dog part of heaven right now, gay dog part of heaven. And he was a gay dog. Whatever, dude. Even my mother admitted, it was like, yeah, he's a gay.
Yeah.
Well, it's fine.
We
it's great. It's beautiful, dude.
Yeah.
We were gonna put him down. You know, we went to go put him down. My mother's, you know, crying so upset. And the doctor, the vet comes in. And she's like, you know, we're going to give him a procedure right now. He's going to be gone in about 10 seconds. We just injected into his paw and he's going to be gone. And, you know, it's be over soon. And my dog's just like blinking, like looking at me and my mom. And I'm just rubbing my mom's back. I'm just like, Mom, it's going to be okay. And she's so, oh, bye, Larry, you know, holding his paw. And then like 10 seconds go by, 20 seconds. 30 seconds.
Oh, no.
And Larry's just like blinking, looking at us. And she's like, and then the doctor, the vet's like, sometimes this happens. Let me just up the dose here. Just so, and then she goes and she puts some more in. And then like, Larry's just like looking at us. It's like a minute, 2 minutes. My mom's like, what's happening? Why is he in any more pain? She's like, I promise you, he's not in any pain. I'm like, Mom, it's all going to be over soon. It's all going to be over soon. So then the doctor, she's like, I'll be right back. So she comes back in. She goes, I am so sorry about that. She goes, I did go ahead and give your dog electrolytes. She's like, you may see a short burst in energy, but that doesn't mean anything. He is dying. So, so she's like, let me just go ahead. So now my dog is propped up. He's like a young pup. He's like running around. And my mom's like, but I don't understand, whatever. And then she's like, I promise you, well, I just made a certain mistake. I just started working here. It's fine. Let me give him this. She was like, you know, he is dying. And then they gave him the thing and then he died, you know, and then he died, you know, whatever, 10 seconds later. But the dog next to them was the one who needed the electrolytes. And I was like, did you kill the dog next door? Because I never thought about God. That. That'd I'm like, so could you fun. Imagine you killed the dog next door? But whatever, dude. Yeah, you could. Yeah, you could check out that story on my podcast. With Salvatano.
Yeah, but you used to, when you were trying to be a comedian, you used to be a teacher?
I was a physical therapist. I was a pediatric physical therapist. I have a doctorate degree in physical therapy.
Wow. Which,
how sick is that? I mean, dude, coming from these Brooklyn streets, when I got into my physical, look at this, he's fine. I lost this kid.
He's like,
what is he doing? What are you texting?
I feel like it's related to the show.
Are you texting your dentist?
I was. What if you subscribe in your Patreon?
You do it, dude. I got a doctorate degree in physical therapy, which even when I showed up my first day of physical therapy school, the dean of the school, I was like, oh, I'm here for the physical therapy program. She was like, are you the janitor? I swear to God. She was like, we had somebody spilled something in the back of room 508. I'm like, no, I'm in the program. She was like, really? What's your name? Gave her my name. She's like, oh, yes, you are. Here you go. Welcome. And then, I lost Logan.
Once this is what he really once an episode. He spins the chair.
I spin the chair.
What do you do that for?
It just gets old.
Yeah, dude. Well, yeah. Do you have back issues? I could give you a massage. I'm a licensed physical therapist.
I'll
massage your multifidus.
Because when you grabbed my neck, I wasn't hating
you like
it.
That, right,
it
dude?
It was nice.
Yeah, dude. See?
It was like a nice...
But the best physical therapists are my Filipino friends. Filipinos are the best physical therapists. In my school, the best ones were the Filipino kids. They got big, little hands. They just get in there and get in there, dude.
But you would skip class to go do stand-up bits?
I would skip class to go do stand-up. Well, not skip class. When I became a licensed pediatric physical therapist, I was working in a school, and some days I would miss... days at work to go, you know, go on the radio or go do a show in like Delaware or something like that. So I was trying to burn the candle at both ends. And then I eventually left physical therapy because the principal of the school was like, you got to choose. It's either you do this or you do comedy because you're missing too many days. And it wasn't fair to the kids I was treating either. Like when you're working with mentally and physically disabled children, you can't really mess up their routines too much because it's a whole thing. So I was like, yeah, you know, you're right. I shouldn't be doing that. And then it was really the kids that chose for me. Because you got to understand, a 5, 6, 7-year-old child in a wheelchair who's physically can't do what we can do, but cognitively is just the same. They're like 30-year-olds. So mature because they just sit. You know, like one kid I met, this kid who I worked with, who's a fantastic kid. I was like, how are you so smart? He's like, I just sit and think all day. Mm. He's like, I can't use my legs. So I just sit.
Exercise the mind.
Dude, yeah, and he's 6, 7 years old. And he's the same one when I was like, hey, I'm going to leave to do physical therapy, but I'm leave to do comedy, but I'm really scared to leave physical therapy job. I was like, it's good. I was talking with 7-year-old kid. I'm like, I got health insurance. You know, I have a doctorate degree. My mother's going to be so mad at me. Like things like that. And he was like, but isn't comedy your dream? Didn't you always want comedy to be your dream? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, so when you leave here, are you going to go do comedy? And I'm like, yeah, that's the plan. He's like, so why are you still here? He was looking at me like, I don't understand. You're getting a chance to live your dream, but you're still here with me. Like he didn't see it any other way, but just go. It was so bizarre. Cause he's 7 years old. I spoke to his family as recently as like 2-3 years ago. Cause I still go back and like donate my time, you know, because once you get so attached to the kids, because a lot of times the kids, you know, people know, like, when a older woman has a child, there's like a lot of, you know, prenatal issues and all that, or there can be. But a lot of young women have, you know, really young, 15, 16, 17 year old girls who get pregnant. Sometimes they don't have the proper prenatal care, so their children are born with disabilities. So there was a lot of like young moms and dads that were like, we were like the same age, or they were even 10 years younger than me. And I'm doing the show Guy Code. And then coming the next morning and treating their children. And they'd be like, aren't you that guy from Guy Code? Like, the episode last night was about hiding your boner. And now you're treating my child.
Working with my seven-year-old.
You know? So, yeah. But it was all good. All the parents, you know, because I was the physical therapist where I was like, it's mostly women do physical therapy. I was the only, in the school I worked, I was the only male physical therapist. So they're such specific instructions. Like, you have to be very careful taking the children out of the wheelchair and this and that. But they're kids. So I would like pick them up and like run with them like footballs. And I would get in more trouble than them. Because I'm like just like throwing these kids up that have like all these issues, but they're loving it. And you're like, dude, it's fucking fun, you know?
Yeah, you severed his spine, Chris. It was fun, wasn't it?
Like, yeah, but it's like, you know, no kid that I like, even if like, you know, we, you know, weren't supposed to do something, like threw a ball at them or took them out of the chair, they loved it. They were like, if it was like against their doctor's orders, they were like, dude, I'm seven years old.
Because for the same reason they told you, then why are you still here? Kids don't let things or ideas from other people get in the way of what they love, the passion in their life. And that's the same message he conveyed too. He's like, yo, all of this like 401k, my future, my direction in life is all a smokescreen that pulls away from your desire to chase your dreams, bro.
Dude,
kids know that.
Money is just energy. That's all money is. It's like, we get so attached to that. It's like, who cares? I mean, yeah, you need enough money to live. Don't get me wrong. But it's like, dude, once I had my daughter, I was like, why am I only doing things for money? Like, it's just literal energy where it's just like that. I can fucking take that or leave it. As long as I have enough for her and she can do what she wants, it's like, I don't care. Like, I would never do something that I think is gonna, you know, I'd have to sell my soul for money. I'd sell my soul to give her a better life, you know, whatever that means for her, but I wouldn't do that just for fucking. And I only learned that when I became a dad. I was like, oh shit, life is not about the things that I thought it was about at all. It's just about, you know, getting my kid more fucking empanadas. That's all it said. I got to get my kid out of Acapulco.
Does she live in Puerto Rico? Where'd you meet this girl?
Does she live in Puerto Rico? Imagine, dude. My daughter lived in Puerto Rico.
Not your daughter. Sorry, your wife.
My wife?
A shitty segue.
No, dude.
I sparred today, dude. I got hit in the fucking head.
A couple times,
more than I would have liked.
Dude, none of the gyms are open. Can I just work out here?
Yes.
Everyone
already 100%.
All right, I'm just going to come over. Literally, I'm going to come over every day and work out.
How far are you?
It's hysteria in this state. It's like, Jesus, relax. I know COVID's real, but fucking relax.
How far are you from the crib?
No, 10 minutes.
Bro.
But you're only here for like a week, eh?
No, I'm here for 2 months.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You said that.
I'm here for 2 months. Yeah. I'm here for 2 months. So I'm just going to come. I'll let myself in.
Hey, I'm serious.
I cannot, if my tits come back, dude, it's bad. I got like puffy nipples and they're finally getting depuffed a little bit.
Fire. What's your diet like?
I've been using my Fitness Pal. For the first time ever, I've been tracking calories like I'm on Weight Watchers, like I'm on my mom.
Is that a brand deal you got there?
No, I wish, but it could be. YouTube.com.
Your wife, sorry. Yeah,
my wife.
Where'd you meet this girl?
We met actually in Brooklyn. In a Coney Island, Brooklyn. So a lot of Brooklyn, you know, he knows. Dylan knows Coney Island.
Shut up out of his seat.
Dude, this kid knows.
Talking about Brooklyn now.
He fucking knows, yeah. It's because a lot of the new Brooklyn, like, you know, gluten-free cupcakes, absolutely. Like, quinoa. Yeah. They will never go to Coney Island. Because that's like real Brooklyn people would only go out there. It's too far. The train's too far. But old school, like, you know, I'm Italian, Irish. My girl's Puerto Rican. It's like catnip. Like, we love each other. We can't stop. So we go to this place in Brooklyn. It was called Place to Beach. And that's the name of it. And we met. And literally, dude, like, I saw her and I was like, holy shit. Like, this is fucking Mia Sposa right here. Like, I have to stop. My life has just changed because I saw my girl.
Oh, I watched your unaired sitcom.
Oh, the CBS pilot?
So wait, it's based on your life for real?
That's based on my life for real, for real, for real. Yeah, dude.
Because in the unaired sitcom, you meet a Puerto Rican in a bar. And that's exactly how it happened.
That's exactly how it happened. Yeah, my CBS sitcom pilot, which is in the trash in CBS right now. It's in fucking a toilet in Burbank, California.
It's not completely in the trash.
I put it up on my Instagram illegally. They were like, you can't do this. I was like, stop me. No,
look,
it was the pandemic. I probably had COVID.
You told me I was going to have a TV show. Yeah.
Look, yeah, this is it with Diane Guerrero, who's a great actress.
Yes, she is. Yeah. I DM'd her this morning because I saw this.
Diane is the best, and my father's played by Chaz Palminteri.
Wait, you don't want to stop at what he just said right there?
No, DM her, dude. She can. Yeah, I mean,
and she's great. She has.
She's truly like. Not only is she a phenomenal actress, she's like a great person.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, yeah.
I liked her enough to send her a DM.
Send it,
I
dude.
Knowing nothing about her.
I don't know if she's going to reply.
No,
maybe
probably
she will.
Not, probably
no,
not.
I don't know if she that she checks it, but dude, I can, you know, I could text her and be like, hey, you want to talk to Logan?
No, if I play this, though, am I going to get copyright?
I don't think. I mean, dude, I put it on my Instagram.
Yeah, but if you got in trouble. Like, I'm
I know, I didn't, no, I didn't, trouble, I didn't get in up. Trouble. Nobody said it. No, nobody said anything to me when I played it. When I put it on, nobody said anything.
Okay.
I peed my pants on that ride.
Yeah, they don't care. They literally couldn't care less.
Look.
Hi. Ugh. I'm Chris.
Oh, shitty acting.
Izzy.
Ugh. Guess what, Izzy? I'm here to make you smile.
Oh, great. Really?
Yeah.
Is that what you said to your wife?
What did I say that? Well,
I'm here to make you smile.
The pilot, probably not. I was literally drinking strawberry vodka. I had like three strawberry. I don't really, I'm a lightweight, but my boy, Pat Finnegan, Patty Fly Ball, shout out. We went to his sister was there hanging out at this place. So he was like, dude, you got to start drinking. I was like, I don't really drink. And then he gave me like two or three strawberry vodkas and I was lights out hammered. So I think I actually walked up to my girl in real life and told her that I was like, what do you do for work? And she was like, oh, that she was like a Zumba instructor. And I was like, oh, I'm a salsa instructor. And she was like, are you really? I was like, absolutely. And then she was like, well, dance for me. I was like, number one, like I can't because I have a bad knee. No, I was like, number two, like, no, you have to come to my salsa studio. And then she was like, okay, I'll come to your salsa studio. And then I had an issue. And then I very quickly, like 5 minutes later, I was like, I just want to let you know, I lied to you. Like, she was like, so you immediately started this relationship that you want off with a lie. And I was like, yeah. And then she turned around and walked away.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, oh, fuck. So, but then like a week later, she messaged me and we started hanging out. And then the second date, she got pregnant. We had a fucking bambino right away, which at first my family was like, what are you doing? But then as it played out, I'm like, I'm so happy I did it that way.
Yeah.
Because if I would have waited, because then like your brain starts to play tricks on you when you're like, maybe I don't like her, maybe I don't love her. But like the fact that we just like, I immediately was like, we're connected.
And yeah, now you got no choice.
Now it's like,
you're
like,
locked in.
We just keep finding ways to get around things that you would be red flags that I would get out of a relationship with anybody else on.
Yeah, like she tried to stab me one time, but she does have my child. So
yes,
it's like,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Like a couple of months ago, I wouldn't give her my phone and we live on the 12th floor. And I was like, she was like, give me your phone. I was like, no, I'm not giving you my phone. And she was like, give me your fucking phone. And I'm like, no, I don't want to give you my phone. She's like, give me your phone. I'm like, no. And then she kicked our air conditioner out the window.
Nice, wow. Nice.
But you know, then I just picked up the baby and I was like, who's hungry? You know, like, but this pilot was made by Baze and Thomas, who made How I Met Your Mother. So that show, How I Met Your Mother. That's why it looks exactly like How I Met Your Mother, because it was the guys who created it. They saw me doing stand-up in a comedy club, just yelling at the Comedy Cellar about my life. And they were like, we should make a TV show.
Why did this not get picked up? Because I actually liked you in it. And I like the cast too. There's a couple, besides Diane, there's a couple of heavy hitters in it. Who's played your dad?
Chaz Palminteri, who's the lead of A Bronx Tale. And now, dude, Chaz Palminteri, first of all, Bronx Tale is like, that's like the movie.
If
you're like an Italian kid growing up
from New York,
Warner Burrows, it's like, that's the movie. Yeah. And like, now that guy played my dad, we're like legit friends. Like, Chaz and I are like, and he just started a podcast too. I think it's called The Chaz Palminteri Show, which is great because he talks about like all like behind the scenes of A Bronx Tale. He's going to have like Robert, like people who would never do a podcast like Robert De Niro and Joe Pesci are just like Chaz's friends. They're just going to do it with him. So, but yeah, Chaz played my dad. Annie Potts played my mom, who's from like Designing Women and the original Ghostbusters movie, The Receptionist. You've seen Annie Potts. She played my mom. She was great. And it just didn't get picked up, I think, because, because fucking Les Moonves sexually assaulted me.
What did you say?
Oh, is that what it ended up happening?
Yeah.
What did you say?
Yeah.
I'm kidding. No, he got Les Moonves got in trouble like a year after for like fucking whatever bullshit canceled. So I was like, I don't know the story,
just
but
blame it on that. I'll just blame it on that.
No, I think it didn't get picked up because I think that I learned the business part of Hollywood doing that sitcom is like a lot of like the production companies that like make a pilot. Like they're all in-house at CBS, where my pilot was made by Sony production company and they didn't have a deal with CBS. So it kind of feels like, I'm sure there was some creative problems, but it felt like the most thing was like, it was business stuff. And it was crazy, dude, because I was literally on a flight from San Francisco. I put my whole, a year. 2016 was just dedicated to doing this pilot in CBS, going back and forth to LA. I had a little daughter. You know, she was one. By the time the pilot doesn't get picked up, she's like two. And I'm just like missing moments in my daughter's life because I'm like, this is it. I'm going to put all my eggs in the TV basket, which I learned a great lesson. So the day that they're picking up the pilots, I'm sitting on a plane in San Francisco, going back to New York, and all the Deadline articles are coming out like, hey, CBS picked up these four shows, and yep, boom, 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 and mine's not on it. So I text my agent and I'm like, oh, I guess, you know, we're done, like whatever. He goes, no. He goes, we just got a call from CBS. They're going to pick one more show up, mid-season pickup. It's between you and this other show, some show about like the Bible. They were like, I was like, okay. So I tell my mom, like, yo, Mom, you got to start lighting candles in church. We're up against the fucking Bible. So I'm like, you got to start praying to whatever you can. So they're like, so it's not out of the woods yet. And they said, Les Moonves and the CBS people are going to make the decision in 10 minutes. And I'm like, I'm on a runway. Like the flight attendant, we're like literally like moving up.
Yeah, you won't
know.
They're
like, oh, you're second for takeoff. Right. And I'm like, she's like, can you please put your phone in airplane mode? Can you please put your phone in airplane mode?
You're
and
like,
I'm
no.
Like, I'm like, it's in airplane mode. And I just like turn it right off. And then whatever, and I'm looking, and I swear to God, dude, as like we're accelerating, like the fucking agent text comes through, they went with the Bible.
No.
My head, no. I swear to God, as we're going up, like, you know, the momentum just pushes your head back. I push my head back into the chair for 2 hours. I just looked at the ceiling, like that little, you know, like the thing, the air, it was just blowing in my eye. It was just for 2 hours. Then I had like a fucking Pinot Grigio, you know, drank one and just got smashed on the plane. But what the lesson I learned was, one, you know, especially with like entertainment, like I waited for somebody else to give me something and I would never make that mistake again. Now I'll just do my own thing. I'll create my own content. I'd rather just create my own stuff and I'm in charge. And yep. Even if it's less money, I'd rather just do that. And two, you know, really like only I really, this is only like I made it, like this is going to change me and my family's life.
Expectations.
Because my daughter, who was 2 and a half at the time, when I got home and I was like, and she was like, you know, I sat my whole family down. I was like, you know, that show that daddy was doing, well, it didn't get picked up. And so my daughter was like, I'll never forget. She was eating a pancake with her hand. She was just like eating a pancake with her hand. And she goes, she was like, okay. She was like, so we can't go to the park then?
Oh.
And I was like, no, of course we can go to the park. And she was like, okay, but you said that like there was a big problem. Because I've said, oh, I said we have a big problem. Daddy's show didn't get picked up. And she was like, oh, but we can't go to the park then. And I was like, no, of course we can go to the park. And she was like, so let's just go to the park. And then it kind of was like a lesson. I was pushing her in the swing. It was a lesson like, dude, this is what life, this is your life. Your
Hold
life.
On a second.
Just push your daughter in the swing. Who cares about CBS? This is like
I love it.
What movie?
I love it. It's beautiful. And you're right. And I get
no,
it.
No, you're beautiful.
No, thank you. I know. The simplicity of what happened there was awesome.
Yes.
I'm not, dude. I got a red beard. Like, what?
What do you mean you got a red beard?
My beard is red. Like, what?
So what, dude? But my, that's what happens when you wash it a lot. Blonde guys get red beard.
No, bro.
red beard.
What girl goes, oh, yeah, I like pale white blonde dudes with red beards. Like,
dude, are you kidding me?
Hands, well, you got clout. You got clout, look like, too.
No, feel the scaliness in my hands.
Dude, I like that, dude. You like a fucking Viking that vlogs. See You're that? The vlogging Viking.
I'm the vlogging Viking. Some women earned a vlogging Viking.
100%, dude.
Nah, but listen, like what she said, what's the problem? Don't feel his hands. They're silk.
I felt his hands already.
No, it'll make you question yourself.
By 6'9" grand.
It'll make me hard. I don't need blue chew when I got this kid's hands.
What if you had to really answer your daughter's question? Like, what if you were in a pinch and you're like, well, you know, honey, it's a big problem because we won't be making money, and which means we're going to lose this house, which means you're not going to be able to go to the private school that we sent you to, which means you're not going to have the food on your table that we promised you every night, and you really get into it. Like, that particular circumstance, I get it, and your daughter's sentiment is, I mean, the naivety of kids is beautiful. Amazing. It was what we were talking about earlier. It's they don't understand and make everything as complex as we do as adults, which is awesome. But you were able to skate by.
Yeah.
There's someone I feel like out there who that is a big problem. Like, you know, I didn't get that promotion.
Right.
I actually got let go of today.
Yo, no, people that's happened, especially with the pandemic. I mean, that probably happened to hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of families. But I just think, you know, you make your life smaller. Like, I've made my world and my life a lot smaller. Like, even like when we get caught up in like, you know, all the issues that are going on. Like, I woke up today, everything was fine on my block. My family and everybody was healthy. If anybody needed my help with anything, I would help them in a heartbeat. But like, if you go on, but also on Twitter was like, the koala bears are going extinct because of the Australian wildfires. I'm like, dude, I've never even seen a koala bear. Like, except when I go to the Bronx Zoo and I'm on mushrooms. You know what I mean? And I talk to them. I'm like, I have chlamydia too.
They all have chlamydia.
Yeah. But I'm just like, that's what I would do, is just make my life, like, you know, be like, okay, we can't do the private school. We don't have this house, but like, you know, we still have the park. We still can eat. We still have each other. Like, that's what I think as a family. Like, that's why I feel very protected, because I'm like, as long as my family's on my side, I don't care at all, dude.
We have it even easier, because we don't even have a family. I've boiled it down to like, if I'm alive in my body and healthy in that body, like if I got this, like, I'm good. I'm good. I can.
And then even if, like, it's like people get so, it's like, dude, we're all going to die one day. Like, so what? It's like, what's the difference? It's like, it's all going to end anyway. So it's like, just fucking relax, guy.
That sucks.
Oh, he doesn't think he's going to die?
No, he didn't know.
He didn't know.
You didn't know you were going to die? Yeah, dude. 100%. Dude, you kind of look like, what you kind of look like is like a new age Jesus. Like, I feel like if Jesus came back, this would be the kid. This is exactly what he'd look like. It's just a kind of cool.
He's also like the biggest Christian ever. Like, walks around and quotes, you know, he quotes all day, like John 3:16 says. And
really? Are you Christian or Jewish?
Extremely. No, I'm not Jewish.
Are you Greek?
What?
Syrian. Coptic Christian.
Yeah.
Coptic Christian?
I don't know what that means.
I thought the Middle Eastern, like any like Egyptians, like there's a Coptic Christianity. It's like a sect of Christianity. What type of Christian are you? Like, I'm Catholic.
So Assyrians in general are more Orthodox, like Catholics of the East. So like Kana is the Christian. Yeah. But regardless, I just, you know,
dude, I know.
I just have Jesus in my life, and I kind of
Dude, I got two fucking Catholic tattoos all over my body. I got a cross on my back. It's like I'm fighting in a crusade that doesn't exist. Dude, you're on my squad.
Let's go.
Absolutely.
And I leave with love too. That's why when you were talking about this.
No, you don't.
I do. I wouldn't kill Hitler.
You wouldn't kill Hitler?
Yeah,
that's a stupid mistake. Yeah. Why would you absolutely not? You should kill Hitler.
Nah, my theory on it is I won't kill anybody because I don't want to remove their chances of being forgiven, one, or making a better decision in life.
It's a good point. Listen, good people do bad things. Bad people do good things. It's what it is, baby.
Your headshot on IMDb is
the worst.
No, I mean, look at this.
Oh, that's pretty.
Wow. Wow.
I'm never changing it.
I got hit on you at a local Trader Joe's once.
Dude, I swear to God, that literally, I have a friend who did photography. His name is Vinny.
you look like a vampire.
We took this. We took that on Bath Avenue in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn, out of his garage.
But this is a thick tie. I noticed you could see the outline of it even through the shirt.
I was still in physical therapy school there. That was my last year of physical therapy school.
Kids like that?
Yeah, no. This was 2010. I was in my last year of physical therapy school. Yeah, dude. That's when I started comedy. I started doing open mics at this place called the Maui Taco. The Maui Taco.
Dylan,
dude,
you ever been there?
No, I can't say that.
Yeah, dude. The Maui Taco. That's when I started in 2010. Started doing stand-up. Yep.
I started doing stand-up this year.
Did you?
Yeah, I started this small thing called a Joe Coy show.
Oh, really?
That's where I started. You just put me on stage and I tried to shit
like,
my pants.
Like theater Joe Coy? What do you mean?
Like he
like he was doing a theater show and you went out and did stand-up?
He brought me on stage and I just started.
Oh, God. How'd it go?
Amazing. It was
really?
Great. Yeah. It was
how often do you do it?
Anytime he lets me.
Do you really want to do stand-up?
I love stand-up. Yeah,
no, but I'm saying, but you got, because you know what's something? The owner of Gotham Comedy Club, this guy, Chris Mazzilli, great guy. When I was doing comedy, I took a comedy class when I first started. I was like 24. I was like, she was like, what do you want for your birthday? I was like, can you buy me this comedy class? I had no money. So she bought it for me just to like get comfortable with the microphone and all that. Yeah. And we were doing the classes and I would do it like you, just once a week. I was like, ooh, I got on stage. Ooh, yes, this is great. You know? But I really wanted to do it. And then Chris Mazzilli came in, the owner of Gotham, who's owned the club for 20 years, knows everybody. You know, anybody you've ever heard of, Chris Mazzilli's put him on his stage. And he says to the class, there was 19 of us. And he goes, if any of you wanted to, he goes, first of all, statistically, none of you are ever going to make it. None of you are ever going to make money in this. I'm not saying to discourage you. I'm just telling you how hard it is in entertainment. It is so difficult to make money in any form of entertainment, but specifically stand up. It is so, so, so hard. He was like, so most of you will never make it. Probably out of statistically 19, none of you will come back. He's like, but if there might be one of you who hears what I'm about to say. And then I was just like, I'm going to hear what this guy's fucking say. Like, I remember like my head being like, I'm listening. I'm listening. I'm going to be the guy. And you know, and this was before Blue Chew even came out. So I was already just out of my mind nuts years before Blue Chew. So I was like, I'm listening. And he used, cause I played basketball in high school and college. So he said an NBA athlete, a basketball player, they don't just play the games. They practice every single day. They eat, sleep, and breathe basketball, jump shooting and defense and everything. He said, for comedians, it is the exact same. If you want to just do it as a hobby, do it as a hobby. But if you want to be a professional comedian, it has to become your life. You have to sacrifice things. You have to ruin relationships. Like this, you have to be obsessed with it or you're all wasting your time. If you want to make it, if you just are doing this for shits and giggles and a dare, then please enjoy the stage. We love having you. But I was like, I'm going to be that guy. I'm going to be that fucking guy. And then I changed. Then I started doing 40 sets a month. That was like the goal in New York City. Get on stage 40 sets a month. I would do stand up till like 3 o'clock in the morning and then wake up at 7, you know, to get the kids when I was working as a physical therapist off the bus, work, burn the candle at both ends, ruin relationships, you know, all that. Mother threw me out of the house. All these things that I just wasn't even realizing that I was doing exactly what he said you had to do. And then kind of like just like kept going, got on the David Letterman show. And then I was like, you know, still not even thinking about Gotham. I had forgot what Chris Mazzilli even said. I was just like, boom, 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 going. And then in like 2015, for the first time, I headlined Gotham Comedy Club, his club. And I was sitting there and he was like, oh, hey, because I had never actually met him. I had just seen him that time, you know, 5-6 years before. But he shook my hand. He was like, hey, he was like, we're happy to have you at the club. I'm Chris. He was like, it's nice to meet you. And then it hit me. I was like, oh, shit, I'm that guy. I was the guy that he said, if one of you listened, because he said nobody will ever headline my club. Most likely none of you will ever headline. I was like, I'm headlining this fucking club. I can't believe this. But then, you know, and I was like, I dedicated my whole life to it. So now that's why it's interesting to hear you say it, because I feel like I've now given my life. Every day I got to go up on stage with a suitcase full of anxiety and depression and just do it. I have no way to back out now. Now I have put all the eggs in that basket and that is for my family. But if it was 2021, I would look at it and be like, why would I start comedy? Like they attack comedians and it feels like you can't say anything, but you're brave. You're starting it now and going to do it now. And I think that's really kind of really cool.
Andy says very brave. Fucked up shit too.
Dude,
he's worse than on this show.
Yeah.
Here's the reason why. I truly believe this with all my heart. I only really do fear about what God thinks of me. So when I grew up hated so much that it was like, if you hated me, it's like, all right, add him to the list. Like everybody hates me.
Right.
Like I don't even think my mom and dad really love me that much. Like
right.
I only do things that I love. And if I honor God and I make sure when I go to bed, I'm a good person, I'm fine with it. And,
right.
And getting canceled to me is okay. I've made enough money and my parents are rich. So I can just go back.
I love how too, before the podcast started, I was doing all these jokes like, oh, I'm going to jerk you off under the table. I'm going to milk you. And then you're just talking about how much you love God. I feel like an idiot. I'm sorry. I apologize to you that you're such a holy servant. I was talking about what I would manipulate in your genitalia. And I just want to say, I'm sorry. I love Jesus and I love you as a fellow Christian.
You're a liar. You never did any of those things. Jesus doesn't like liars.
I did. I was yelling.
You never milked me once.
No, I never said he was going to.
He didn't actually.
What do you think this is? No.
But yeah, no, it's really fun. And I it's the first time this year I could say, but getting on stage is, I told Logan right away, got to get on stage.
Dude, it's cathartic. A different feeling. It's cathartic and it's free, man. It's a place to be free. It's like I can get my opinions across. Because sometimes when you tweet something, it's like you're taken out of context. No good. But if you just let me go up there and talk about things, it's like, and it's so fun to get your opinions out when you think like, you know, like last week I was on stage in Phoenix when they canceled Potato Head, when they said it's no more Mr. Potato Head. Oh, now it's just Potato Head. And I was up there and be like, listen, dude, like I have both Mr. Potato Head and Mrs. Potato Head. My Potato Head's been transgender since 1991. Yeah. Dude, I take Potato Head's arm, put it on Mrs. Potato Head's crotch and give it a penis and put the lips of Mrs. Potato Head on Mr. Potato Head, give it a vagina. Like I'm having fun with Potato Head, you know? So I just felt like, and I could get out and the audience can laugh and, you know, because sometimes the audience is scared or people are scared at home. They're like, oh, this world, like I can't do anything. Or they're so mad about Potato Head. And then like you come out and you're like, oh, this guy's just being silly about, because the Potato Head thing is just, that to me is telling me like, oh, the pandemic's almost over now. If we have the time for Potato Head, now I'm like, okay, so now we can get back to normal. Because 2020, the pandemic was a big was the biggest problem that we have, and we had a right to be upset, and it dominated the news, and everyone's. But before that, I was like, oh, we're making problem. Things are so good in America, we're just making shit up. I mean, 2019, the biggest problem was the fucking straws. It's like people are like, what straw are you using? Plastic, you Nazi?
Scumbag.
It's like, oh, this is a symptom. We are a great nation. If your literal biggest issue is you're worried about the turtles in Australia. You know what I mean? But now when the pandy hit, it's like the shit hit the fan. Now it's like people are dying. You know, like the economy's crippled. So now, but when I heard, so now it's like, oh, this is a real ish. But when once I heard Potato Head, I was like, oh, wow, we're getting back.
We're back.
I want to also ask a question to the group, pose a question to the group. Where the fuck has ISIS been? Has anyone worked? I mean, are they quarantining?
From what I understand, Donald Trump killed all of them.
No,
that's
dude,
what I heard.
With his
I know
bare hands.
Yeah, I think he went over.
They went away when the Pandy Wandy came out. They went away.
I think they're doing some minor rogue attacks in European countries. I think.
And being a YouTube guy yourself, I mean, you got to say ISIS, excellent edits on the beheading videos. Beautiful drone shots. I mean, this is what you want.
They have whole production teams.
They do have a production team. Yeah. I think you get a job moonlighting for ISIS. They probably pay good money. I'm not about what they're saying. I don't want to behead people, and I'm not about the infidel life. But I would. I mean, it'd be a nice entry level job
like
in learning how to edit. Learning how to edit.
Yeah.
If you work behind the scenes,
you almost
ISIS,
made it the whole podcast without getting canceled. No, almost.
It's impossible. If you're from Brooklyn, this is what I learned.
Yeah, dude.
Good luck.
It's
good
like,
luck.
What, dude, that's why I have I also have a multiracial child. That's why I have a Puerto Rican daughter. I did it for my career. I'm uncancelable. What are you going
to
do?
I need to buy my daughter empanadas.
My Puerto Ricans will come out and be like, you know, on my side. Yeah, dude. No, but dude, we're fine.
Don't look me in this shit.
Dude,
what do you
you're
mean?
Sitting
it's
next
your
to me.
Side of the table. What are you talking about? Every
now
shot of
not wanting
every
to be
shot of him saying that he's gonna moonlight for ISIS has you in it. You're
it
right next
me
to
like
him.
This.
Yeah. Chris DiStefano and George Janko came out on a show.
Your name's George Janko? That's a fucking great name. I feel
that's
like my daughter.
I
feel like that's like a name like my daughter would come up with for like one of her dolls. Like, Daddy, this one's George Janko. George Janko, I like
right
it dude.
Here, and it's facing you.
George Janko, at George Janko on Instagram, at Christy Comedy on Instagram.
Could you see George Janko like as a name riding out on a unicycle and making a balloon animal for
yes.
you, kind of?
Yes.
Today I'm gonna make you a dog.
George Janko's got mime energy.
Yeah,
absolutely. He's got Parisian
he's got
mime energy.
I got a
too.
Mime energy, but that's claustrophobic, so like freak out.
You're a good kid, George. I mean, only kids are good. I mean, how great is this group?
I'm not a kid. It's probably older than you, man.
No, dude, I'm 36.
Well, welcome to the club. So am I.
36.
Yeah, but you didn't do heroin. It saved me 10 years of my life. It actually,
you did heroin.
Yeah, it puts you in like a sarcophagus and keeps your skin clear.
It happens, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Where were you doing H?
Only place you do H, Connecticut.
Oh, dude. Oh, you're an East Coast guy, too.
Absolutely.
Look at us. Yeah. Northeast guys.
Not too far. 203, too. Fairfield County. Well,
beautiful,
actually,
dude.
New Haven.
They just lifted all the restrictions in Connecticut. One of the first East
one
Coast
of the
states.
Yeah, wow. But I mean, like, yeah. Texas started doing it. I was like, that makes sense. Arizona, Miami never had it, obviously. They skipped the pandemic.
Yeah.
But then when I saw Connecticut open up, you know, Mayor DiStefano or whatever his name.
I don't know his name. Yeah.
Yeah, it's your dad.
Cuomo is fucking the New York governor.
Do you hate him like everybody else?
You know what? I've never seen a guy in my life go from first to worst quicker than Cuomo. I mean, this guy was a legend in New York. Like, he was putting up number. Like, everybody's like, we love Cuomo.
We love Cuomo.
April, May. We're like, this guy, I'm voting for this guy for president. And then he just, you know, he got the ego. He got a big head. He just became that egotistical narcissist maniac where I'm like, guy, slow down. Stop talking to us like idiots. And I kind of felt in the summer, I'm like, this is not going to end well for him. And now it's all the bullshit with the nursing home.
But
and
you got to track.
Kevin Cuomo into the nipple piercing.
But you got to track. You got to track.
Is he? He's the governor
of New York.
No, there's Chris Cuomo's his brother.
Chris Cuomo's his brother on CNN.
But there, you got a track record of it there because you think Cuomo's the first to do it. But before Cuomo, coming out of New York City, there was a man that people looked at as a god.
Rudy Giuliani.
Rudy fucking Giuliani.
That's what he
said. No one has dropped the ball harder than fucking Giuliani.
Rudy G on 9/11, savior.
God.
Fucking hero.
God Almighty.
Everybody
has come down
like,
in a human vessel through Rudy Giuliani.
Let me ask you this. you in Connecticut area, Northeast. So you felt, you know, I lived in New York, but feeling 9/11 on the East Coast.
No
Northeast,
people that were on the 105th floor. Same with me. Fucking
dude, how about
bro.
This? I played basketball. I was 16 years old playing in a basketball league, an FDNY Fire Department New York Basketball League that had all active duty firefighters, and each team would pick like one high school kid. So, and like, it was like a thing, like everybody's got a high school. So I was the high school kid on this FDNY team. Eight of my teammates died in 9/11. Eight of them. We were supposed to play the championship game Wednesday, September 12th. We were supposed to play the game. Eight of them passed away. But so New York, you know, 9/11 hits, you know, guys, you know, like us from the Northeast quicker. When I didn't masturbate, I remember at all. I didn't, not once. I felt like it was sacrilegious. George, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't, you know, desecrate our Jesus like that. I didn't jerk off at all on from 9/11 until the first week of October when we declared war in Iraq. Did you do the same thing?
I held it in. I made it about 3 weeks, but I was so into Giuliani that one day he gave a press conference and I broke.
You broke, dude.
I jerked off to Rudy Giuliani giving a press conference, man. It's fucked up. And now I can't.
How crazy is that? That the 9/11 East Coast thing is like such a connection.
It really is.
Yeah, because everybody knew somebody who died.
But it's crazy to imagine that it's kind of like the hype of it is like kind of, I think it will feel it forever as East Coast guys, but it almost feels like it's fading out.
It's a weird thing. You know what's a weird thing? Because I remember in the neighborhood in Brooklyn where I live, on 9/11, after 9/11, those weeks after 9/11, you wouldn't see a car or a house without the American flag.
Everybody had that flag out.
Every single person, flag. Then during the pandemic, same kind of eerie feeling like shit shut down. If you have an American flag, people are like, you're a scumbag. Yeah. What'd you vote for Trump? You're a scumbag. It's so crazy how in just 20 years, like that whole symbol of the flag shifted. And I'm blaming it on the Russians. I think they've infiltrated us from within.
It's possible.
And they're dividing us from within.
Or the Chinese.
And it's warfare because we're not going to invade mainland China or mainland Russia. And they're not going to invade us. That's not how World War III is going to happen, baby.
No.
We're doing this stuff on the internet. And I feel like that to me was like, this isn't us, man. This is somebody got inside our heads and separated us, because it's crazy how like in 20 years, the flag is complete opposite meanings now.
By the way, you wouldn't know this. None of us would on the show, but because they don't telecast like we do from those countries, but we're doing the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Like we're, bro, and by the way, we're doing far worse. You know what I'm saying? That China, Russia, US connection is so much deeper than people fucking understand. It's been going since the Cold War.
Sure. It's been going since
post-World War
II. Dude, it's dirty shit. It's all war tactics. Yeah, dude, I understand a terrorist group that gets so upset and wants to become a terrorist because the United States or some Western country bomb their family and kill their family. I get it, dude. Just like the same way they should get, like when, you know, if you're like causing us harm and killing us, you start to think about like, when does it end? Like, I love history. I love learning about American history from the eyes of the enemy.
Other country.
I like learning it from what's the point of view of Japan? What's the point of view of Germany? What's the point of view of the Middle East? That's where you got to really learn it. Because America, it's like, you know, the winners write the history books. Like, oh, Paul Revere, the Declaration of Independence. It's all bullshit.
Well,
you got to learn the other way.
The ISIS shit and those people over there, the tricky thing about that a lot of people don't understand is like, they're fighting with our weapons.
Sure.
We gave them those weapons. We literally gave them the weapons.
At the end of the first Rambo, they give a shout out to the Taliban.
Right.
Because they're like, the Taliban was on our side.
Yeah.
And then they have to edit it out when it's on TBS now because they're like, oh shit, can't shout out the Taliban, Sylvester Stallone.
Shit.
You know? So it's why, yeah, dude, history is my shit. I love history.
It's so interesting.
Oh God, it's the best, dude. History is, I used to do a podcast called The History Hyena. Shout out Giannis Pompas, my co-host on that. We stopped doing that podcast, but that was fucking dope too, is talking about history every week, where it's like, dude, I was learning so much, because it's easy to just get mad at something that you see on the internet that's a 1 minute edited thing on TikTok or Instagram, and you're like, oh, this has happened in history. But then when you start, if you actually like sit down and read and try to do the research, you're like, wait a second, there's a lot of sides to every story. And I understand, like, I feel blessed to be a comedian, have the time to read and research. I know the people working 9 to 5 or longer don't have the time. I get it. But I do feel that's a big problem in our country, is we're working so hard. The common people are working so hard. They don't have time to really learn what the truth is.
Headline culture.
Yeah, it's
we talk
headlines.
About this a lot.
It's
we talk
clicks,
about this
man.
A lot. Yeah. People see something, they see somebody's being canceled for this reason. And the way that we're breeding now, or the way we're acting, is to just accept that and then further inflame it.
No.
Yo, wow, this person's getting canceled for this reason. I better tweet about it. Yo, fuck this person.
Dude. my daughter, and this is just, again, my personal opinion, just being a father, but anything, my daughter, I want her to learn about the enemies and the bad parts of our history, because I need her to know about that. I don't want to, you can't just erase the Confederacy. You know what I mean? You can't just erase Nazis. You can't do that, because she needs to learn about why that happened. And so we don't make the same mistakes.
But absolutely.
The people just want to erase it. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you, dude? You go racing it. Like, I almost, now I'm looking at you. Now I'm like, what are you hiding, you fucking Confederate Nazi, that you want me to rip down that statue? You know? I don't know what I'm talking about sometimes, so I apologize. I just flip, and then I just feel the energy go in the room, and I'm like, well, I'm bombing, so what can you do?
No, you look
at the camera, and you plug your shit. George Janko, everybody. Follow me on Instagram. At George Janko.
Oh no!
Yeah, dude.
They try to cancel me once, but they used the wrong name. It was
what they try to cancel you for. What'd you do?
I don't want to go back into it. But they.
Oh, okay.
But basically, this is what happened. I'll say it because, like, what the fuck? He asked me, "Is it manly if a guy wears a dress?" And I was like, "Oh, I didn't think it was manly." But like,
yeah,
Harry Styles wore the dress.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what they got mad at me about.
George took the traditional approach. That's all.
Oh, God.
No, it's not the traditional approach. When you go into a store and you ask the guy, hey.
Oh, you're not going to double down now, are you? I mean, you George, said what you said.
It's
you're
the traditional approach.
Dude, make a Patreon.
I'm not coming at anybody. It's just what I think.
I get it, dude. But that's what I'm saying. It's all words speak louder than actions. You're a good guy. You love God. You're fucking so creepy, actually, how much you love God. You're such a good person. But people want to take one word and take it out of context. That's the bullshit. I'm telling you, dude, I really feel like as a people, we're just going to start, because people are caring less and less. Even now, if you notice, like even when the news tries to keep us fearful, when they're like, there's a new strain, the Narnia strain, that's Johnson & Johnson vaccine doesn't fix the Narnia strain.
This is the reaction.
Yeah, we're like, fuck you, dude. They're like, you have to triple mask now. You have to, if you're going to an airport, put on a butt plug. We're like, no, dude, we're not doing that anymore. So little, and that's starting to happen with that, too.
We're not doing that anymore.
Where it's like, I used to fly Spirit Airlines. You needed a butt plug even before the pandemic. shout out Spirit if they're a sponsor.
The giant fucking piss plane flying through the sky. They're bright yellow.
Don't worry about it, George. And look, you're back. See, nothing happened, dude. You're back.
No, you also didn't get it was a couple comments.
It was like three people.
Three people.
No.
It was trending for him.
For taking the opposite stance. You didn't get canceled.
Yeah, but they said because of, and they said the wrong name. And I was like,
George Bush, they said.
George Bush. Shout out George Bush.
You know, I've talked about this on the show before as well, but you know what his favorite thing to do is?
No.
Who, George
Bush? You can never guess it.
Let me guess. George Bush's favorite thing to do is Pokemon cards.
Wrong. Clear brush. He likes to clear brush on his ranch.
With a scythe.
What is brush? You mean like
scythe. Like if a tumbleweed rolls out in the middle of a path.
Wow.
He likes to go out and move it. Oh, look right there. I got a piece of brush.
Clear brush.
That's his fate. He said, bro, I watched him talk on stage one time. I was so enamored with him as a person, and his legacy of bombing was incredible. And I was like, what is he?
He was a carpet bomber, dude.
One of the biggest bombers ever.
Absolutely, bro.
But I said, what is this fucking guy's favorite thing to do? Clear brush.
Yeah.
Loves clearing brush.
This is how you know we're having a good podcast. Look at this kid. Fully asleep, dead asleep. That's how you know it's great. That's how you know I'm really brought the heat today. Chris DiStefano came in here and killed it. Look at this guy.
The kid can fully fall asleep anywhere. I swear to God.
Yeah, but during a comedy show, I mean, Jesus Christ.
He's like the Milton of Germans.
When you guys were arguing yesterday, like in the heat of the argument, he said it put him to sleep. That's what he told me afterwards. He said, I go to sleep, and they made the love of the argument. He's German.
He's German, yeah. Not, but
he's from Germany.
Russian Hamburg.
They argue solo for such a long time, I take nap.
You think it's weird that...
That's not a German accent
I take a nap.
Boo,
in the-
boo.
We didn't catch that.
See that dodge?
No,
it did it.
Play it back.
Play
it
back.
Play it back.
Slow-mo.
We don't have that capability on this show.
My personal last note.
Do
you understand that both hamburgers and frankfurters come from Germany?
100%.
How fucking weird is that?
Hamburg and Frankfurt, dude.
How fucking weird is that?
So wild. You ever been to Germany?
I haven't.
Dude, it's sick.
It's cool. I want to go.
You been out there?
I have.
Dude.
There's some crazy clubs. You go clubbing?
Yeah. Well, not really, but.
Late night clubs. There's one in particular. I've heard a story about it. I didn't go myself, but there's like a bouncer who lets you in if he knows you. And inside the club, some wonky shit takes place.
Yeah, it's like Berlin, right?
I'm talking about, you know, like the, it's the European version of the box. You know the box.
I know the box, you know, dude. The box. Yeah, I saw somebody get a whole bucket full of shit and piss thrown on them there.
So imagine that, but in Europe.
But in Europe. Yeah, so European shit and piss.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is, yeah.
They go crazy.
Dude, but yeah, Germany's a good time. You ever go to Oktoberfest?
We almost wore the Birken. What's it called? Birken.
Yeah.
Dave, Birken.
Look, he's up. Look, it's Birken. Pan him.
At Oktoberfest, the Birken. Lederhosen. Lederhosen, that's it.
Yeah. There it is.
Lederhosen.
David, you take a little nappy?
Yeah.
How you feeling?
Oh,
wow. He said, wow. Can't listen to you talk anymore.
He fell asleep when I asked him if he was Jewish. He was like, I don't want to talk about that.
No, yeah, right. That's usually where he springs up.
He's like, I have an idea.
Jewish people in this room, where are they?
Love Jewish people. Shout out Jewish people.
He's not even German, bro. He just grew up in Germany. Polish. He's fucking Polish.
Paul, dude, fucking Chesh. Paul, love Paul. Dude, I got a friend, Polish kid. Like literally one of my best friends.
Is his name Jacob?
His name's not Jacob, but it could be. Dude, this kid, 19 years old, decides to get circumcised at 19.
Terrible choice.
Ballsy.
Dude, he was born in Warsaw, so they don't snip it. Dude, I like that.
That was good.
I like it.
Hit him too.
Thank you.
Nice.
19 years old kid decides to get circumcised because his girlfriend was like, oh, I can't deal with an uncircumcised penis. So he's like, this kid
can't deal with it.
He gets snipped and he shows up one day. We're all, you know, college basketball team. He goes, and I want to be a physical therapist. So he comes in on crutches. And I'm like, dude, what happened? You're on crutches. Like, did you hurt your knee, your back? Like, why are you on crutches? And he goes, yeah, I got a knee back issue. And I was like, whoa, what do you mean a knee back issue? That's a wild, there's no muscle that goes from the knee to the back. What happened? He goes, yeah, I got a knee back issue. And I'm like, you don't have a knee back issue. Like, something's, what's going on?
It's like, I'm gonna need my dick back.
I know. And I'm like, what's going on? This kid's 2 for 2 right here.
Wow, that was good. That was really good.
And I'm like, what's going on? What's going on with your knee, you know? And he goes, listen, are you promised you won't tell anybody? I'm like, dude, absolutely not. He goes, I just got circumcised. And I was like, yo, let me see your dick. Dude, this kid pulled his pants down. You had to see what his it looked like it looked like an ISIS beheading video. That's what it looked like. Little dick bleeding. Bro.
Little dick?
Yeah, because it shrinks in because your dick doesn't want to get snipped like that. So it's hiding for dear life. And dude, snipped. And he was like, don't tell anyone. And I just told everyone impulsive.
What's his
Logan
name?
Paul.
What's his name?
What?
Nothing, man.
Yeah.
I would be willing to bet they broke up probably shortly after that.
Dude.
Yeah.
I swear to God, 2 weeks later, she dumped him.
That's how it works.
Yeah, dude. That's why I
swear to God.
Dick now? He's got good dick now.
You change your dick for a girl, they're out.
Yeah, dude. I've
heard these stories.
Yeah, dude. I regret getting circumcised. I'm mad at my mom because, you know, my penis it's decent. 5'6", 7 with warts. But it's just the foreskin would have gave it that nice, you know what I mean? So I see this guy's fucking come. I love this guy coming.
So that's my boxing coach.
Dude, this guy's great.
What you wearing, Mel?
I gave it to him. Somebody's a brand sent it to me.
He's and by the
every
way
every boxing coach has that voice.
Yo,
they always just beat throat cancer or currently have it and don't know they have it. That's just how every boxing coach is.
And by the way, he's the guy who has a saying for everything. Yeah. Every day of the week, he got a different saying for whatever.
He's from New York, too.
New York.
What part? LES, baby, the Lower East Side. Yep.
16 siblings.
Brooklyn, Bushwick. Yes, sir. I'm the last white guy. The last white guy.
Yeah. He's the original hipster from LES.
Yes. No, I don't speak it. Yeah. Parmesan, no. No, but the LES, dude, have you been back recently?
Yeah, it's crazy.
As the best. Oh my God, dude, you must be rolling in the dough then.
The
you
best.
Got some property in LES
ride
back
around,
in the day?
Ride around a gearless bicycle with some really short shorts on.
It's the best, LES.
What the fuck are we talking about?
We're talking about your
New York.
That's all we got. Guys, go to Chrissy, the Patreon.com/Pushy. Go ahead.
Chrissy Comedy on YouTube, Chrissy Chaos, Hey Babe Podcast, Chrissy Chaos Podcast, Hey Babe Podcast. And yeah, dude, I'm going to be working out with Logan Logan Paul every day.
Here we go. Hit that subscribe button. Thank you guys for listening, watching, viewing, subscribing. We'll see you next time. Take it easy. Bye.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.